continuing with Dessler on Mitofen Mishtadlus, last few paragraphs in this chapter before he gets to Esi Uderach Eretz Lama, page 194. Just to be mesakim what we had, basically Rav Dessler said that the way that a person can gauge how much Mishtadlus he needs, Kefiyas Bitochen, is if he will be Mesharet after he's not Masik. Should a situation arise that when he was Memayi Peshtadlus, and he was Boitech Nekadosh Baruch Hu, and he was not Mekabel that which he was hoping to get, will he be Mesharet or not? If he'll be Mesharet on the Maisim Tevim Shosisi, but if the person was Mesharet on the Maisim Tevim that he did, instead of working, then obviously that's not where he's holding in his bitachon. He's not holding by the ability to be just boiteach and a kodesh baruch in that area and not work. And therefore, he should do more shtadlus. A person that won't be mischaret, get less shtadlus. He mentioned that there's five different things that a person should bear in mind that will help a person that he shouldn't be mischaret. First thing is to be habituate himself and be the say stapkus, to be samech b'cholkoi, to be misbalat with kavanah kodesh baruch, that it should help him out. That the third thing is to work in his bitachon, working in our bitachon, and the more a person works in it, the more a person is misasikin, it's a ramila de'inish, it helps him. The fourth thing is that he should be misbayish in the fact that he says, Kodesh Baruch Hu must be in the velt, that anytime the person is isik in something which is a davar shel taivo, he's betzem embarrassed. It's something that a person shouldn't really be doing, he's embarrassed about it, he tries to do it in an oifin where it's tanua, where nobody sees. He says that's really what should be with a person's parnasa. That should be what you have to do, but not to be done in reifin of tznias, not trying to give it all he got. I shouldn't say exactly give it all back. We're going to see in a minute exactly what he says about that. But it shouldn't be, like he says the Ramchal, that it's a klala betzim, and therefore to be boicher b'arabi miyutoi. And the fifth thing you mentioned is that a person's she'ifa should be for ruchnius l'maisa. That's the only thing he's going to take along with him, lasid lavei, and therefore it's chaval to be misasik, spend his entire life being mashkia and is kol kulay in something which he's not going to take along with him. So in a chanami he'll enjoy maybe this world, but nitzchius, which is a lot longer than 120 years, he's going to be lacking. Would be a chaval. Continues, Rav Dessler says as follows. Omnum tzarech lizor shleyachlif atzlus bibitochen. However, says Rav Dessler, you got to take care they do not exchange atzlus for bitochen. In other words, sometimes a person is not interested in working. He says, b'teichen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's laziness. You're changing laziness for bitochen. You're not interested in working. B'teichen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that'll take care of me. That's not bitochen. Sheyesh meinem lishtadu mnei atzlusai. There are people that refrain from investing time and effort because they're too lazy. And they hang their laziness on the hook of. A person has to know that which he's not misasik, he doesn't work because he's lazy, he's not going to get that. That taka, his level of ishtadlus requires that he works, let's say, 8 hours a day, let's say. So now that he's too lazy for working 8 hours a day, he only works 6 hours a day, he's not going to get. He's supposed to make $50 an hour, he's supposed to make $400 a day. If he only works 6 hours a day, he's going to make $300 a day. And he's not going to be missing that, because of his chayvus hishtadlus, he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. On his level. Because bitochen brings the siyata d'shmaya. Atzlus doesn't bring the siyata d'shmaya. Bitochen allows a person to work less and still get the same amount of money. Atzlus does not. V'kumay shekosev, yichaz d'cha Hashem aleinu kasher yechanu loch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is upon us, kefi the amount we hope and depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's kasher yechanu lach, when we were b'teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chaz d'cha aleinu. If a person is just lazy, mashen kin atzlus. V'al yita adam loimar sheishtamish ba'atzlus zayeh li bitochem b'derach shalei shmo. Says the Rav Dessler, no. A person can have l'shem shamayim dek hakavanas. He'll be an atzul, he'll be lazy, and he'll say, I'm utilizing my laziness as a shalei lishmo of not working, to get to Ash Lishma of Bitochen. What's the ultimate? That I should be Beitech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I shouldn't have to work, and I should be able to be Mesasik and Avedas Hashem and Tero Kol Yemeinu. So, what's the way to get to that? Atlas. Laziness. Don't work. What's the difference if you're not working because of Bitochen, you're not working because you're lazy? One shalei lishma, and one's lishma. So I'll do a shalei lishma of atlas to get to a lishma of bitochen. It says ain't kaze davar. Ki lo yishayich shalei lishma bitochen. It's not shayich shalei lishma bitochen. Why is that? But time is shal davar. What's the reason why? She'ein miniyat hamalacha mitzvah. There's no mitzvah not to work. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be oitech in a kodesh boch. Well, a bitochen shebaleiv shetovi lamayit bo, he a mitzvah. It's a bitochen in a person's heart that causes him to be mamayit in a voida, in working. That's the mitzvah. It's the bitochen. It's not the lack of work. Va'adar abim, yimayit b'malacha b'nei asluzay, fakir, like I just mentioned beforehand. If you refrain from working to a certain extent because you're too lazy, not because of bitochen, halo yis'atzo gam b'avayitos ha'ruchnias, v'nim tziyeh shebatol. It doesn't happen that a person is just lazy for one thing and not for another. The person is lazy, he's lazy. He's not going to work here, he's not going to work there. And he's going to remind, the whole vart is not to work so you can have more time for Avodas Hashem. If you're too lazy, then you're going to be too lazy for Avodas Hashem as well. So then you're not going to gain anything by not working. You're not going to work and you're also not going to be Avod. Nimtzi Yeshe Bato. Vimkein Rifu Asa Yishi Seagea B'malacha. No, fakert. The Rifu for the person that doesn't have Yitachin is not that he should be lazy. The lazy guy, he should be Misiagea B'malacha. And that way he'll be start to be misyagei and avoid this Hashem as well. Vegam zulah zel shayach shlo lishma bitochen. Even without this, it's also not shayach shlo lishma bitochen. Ki b'mitzvah shebaleiv l'shayach shlo lishma. That he says, k'mo shebi'an remember gimel dvarim l'shayach shlo lishma. Ein shem. But the etim yisayit of what he's trying to say, the first yisayit that he says is just the closest thing you think that he's saying by mitzvah shebaleiv. But what he's saying specifically with bitochen, not working is not the mitzvah. We're trying to get to the mitzvah bitochen. Mitzvah bitochen is to have bitochen, and the male of a person's b'teich, he's not going to have to work. But there's no mitzvah not working. A person can be b'teich and work. A person could be that he doesn't need to if he's b'teich and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him whatever he needs. Yichaz l'chol Hashem alinu kashir ha'alach. But then the mitzvah is not in not working. The mitzvah is in the bitochen. Atlas is not the shaloi lishma bitochen. Atlas is another way not to work. V'yesh ha'shol, those that ask, if you're telling me the bottom line is lemaisa, it's a klala zeisapechotech alechem. You have to be mishtadl, but ein b'mamish. There's really no ein b'mamish in the shtadlus. You do shtadlus in A, and the Yeshua comes from B. Sometimes it comes from A as well, but it's not. It does not muchas that it should be that way. V'imani ma'amis gam ezoyis gam mechaye. And if I implement this in my own life, lomani tzarich lishtadl b'chol kochi be'iskei achar liyatzer v'livin isle parnaso. So now a person comes to me. My neighbor comes to me and he says, he needs a job. He needs. Why should I be misamik, invest time and effort to try to help out this guy, get a job, to help this guy have parnasa v'chulu? What am I doing that for? If you're telling me that you should be b'teich and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when somebody comes to me and he needs help, I'll also be b'teich and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm b'teich and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you'll help him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do I have to invest time and effort into helping him? And that which they say from the Besht, that he says there's nothing in the world which is without purpose. And even a lack of bitachin is for a purpose. That which is a person lacks bitachin is also for a purpose. Don't be b'teich when it comes to somebody else. I would say don't be b'teich also when it comes to a lot of people have bitachin when it comes to things. I'm going to go to places that maybe is not 100% glad, but I'm b'teich that I'm not going to see anything that I'm not supposed to see. And I go to a place that maybe the food is not 100% to feed the standard I want, but I'm b'teich that everything's going to be okay and somebody's going to buy the right hechsher and v'chulu. I'm b'teich that all of a sudden, what's this b'teichin? This b'teichin is b'teichin psulo. But that's not what he says over here. He says maybe, says the Besht, that the reason why a lack of b'teichin is also created for a purpose, that when it comes to acherim, don't be b'teich in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do whatever you could. L'chor is u'kashim o'id. He's asking, says Rav Dasla, this is l'chor very shmer. Chi ev shel adam lo veis midas l'fisho, shtam v'b'yitachan l'atma v'chisar m'yitachan l'achirim. What does this supposed to mean? If you have yitachan, you have yitachan. No. We borrow midas k'fi the tzarech. For myself, I'm b'teich. For somebody else, I'm not b'teich. Are you b'teich or not b'teich? What is this business? L'chor, how do you spout? How do you split the hairs over here? Omnam, says Rav Dasla, kachisa b'gemar, azish tit, in Bava Basra daf yud. Shoulder in his roughness, Arashas Rabbi Akiva Mali, Kechem, Oyev, Anim, Pnei, Mayin, and Farnasim. Est, turn his roughness, Est, Rabbi Akiva. He says, if Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Anim, so how come he doesn't give him Parnasim? Omar Lake, Dishinizke, Mahem, Anan. Said Rabbi Akiva that we should be Zeche, Al Yedei, Anim, by giving them Parnasim whatever they need. Minei, Ha'odam Tarach, she will call Maisel, Lashem Shemayim, Lassus, Utsain, Kainai. A person, his Maisel is supposed to be for the sake of during the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'im HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheleich aleinu es ha'aniyim shenafarnis esam anachnu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us an ani. Somebody knocks at the door, he needs parnasa. How do we take a Kadosh Baruch Hu who sends us an ani? We take him and we say, we throw him back at a Kadosh Baruch Hu and we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you take care of him. You take care of him. Kadosh Baruch Hu sending us a present, Mikiva says. That we should be Zeche Ayadeim. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends us an ani, that we should be Zeche. We say, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you take him back. Nemar Hashach al Hashem Yehovcho. In Yoni Atzmachom, it says Yehovcho. You're in Yonim. You should throw upon a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Rotzon Abarehu, Shinashir in Yonoi. In Yoneinu, a love, Bui Mal Estarchenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin is, we're supposed to do the Ratzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin is that we should rely entirely upon Him when it comes to our own Tzorchen. Aval B'Tzorche Achirim. But when it comes to other people, what's the Ratzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Halei Sholchem Eleinu Shishtad L'Mal Yisrachenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them to us. The Ratzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different. The Ratzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that we should Riteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it comes to other people. The Ratzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I'm sending you somebody, take care of him, please. For our sake, that we should be able to be margal ourselves in the midas achesed, and we should be able to be hoylich bedrochav. Mahu avato? Vim nishtamesh bebitochin leyishor lonu mokam lasas chesed. And if we use, when it comes to yourself, it's not an inner chesed. You're not doing chesed with yourself. You're taking care of yourself. It's not doing specifically chesed, even though it says bet hillel, he'd wash himself. It's an inner chesed. But some a person taking care of himself, that the mokam for him to be mishtadal is in the inner bitochin. When it comes to somebody else that's already been on the chavir, that's chesed. Then don't change it to bitachon, because Baruch Hu wants us to be nishtalim in midas chesed as well. Al kin tiva lanu shenishtadal ba'dachirim k'maisim b'chus bitachon ha'oish l'tzarchi atzmai. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is interested that when we come to somebody else, we're mishtadal to do whatever we could. Kilos if we lack bitachon. Do we have bitachon? We not have bitachon? For sure we have bitachon. But when it comes to somebody else, don't use that bitachon. Because we're trying to gain something else over here. Here we're trying to work on bimashlem ourselves, get a shlemus of midas chesed. Av muvanu shegam bazeh alinu ledas ke kol miyad Hashem umaslinu rak lesam midas chesed. At the end of the day, we have to realize that even our ishtadlus for the other person, lav dafka is going to bear fruit. It's all because Baruch Hu wants it at the end of the day. The person's supposed to get it, he's going to get it. We're just doing it because we're supposed to be margal ourselves in midas chesed. But in Echanami, when it comes to ourselves, bitachin. When it comes to other people, not to be have bitachin, everything will be okay, don't worry about it. Sure, you get food, the nani comes knocking on your door, and he needs food, right? Nochem Yish Gamzu, he needs food. Don't have bitachin, I'm sure it'll come. No. It's ain't kaze davar. When it comes to other people, you do what you could, and to be mislamed, b'midas ha-chesed, and that way, when it comes to himself, he'll be mashed himself, b'midas ha-bitachin, and when it comes to others, he'll be mashed himself, b'midas ha-chesed, b'midas ha-chesed.